विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देव गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चाचादेश तारणे. Today is a very auspicious day of Vishwarup Mahotsav, the day that Vishwarup, the older brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took sannyas. Also today, Srila Prabhupada took the sannyas order. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. To preach the glories, we'll speak a little something about them. Transcendental personalities performing magical pastimes for the deliverance of all the fallen conditioned souls. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Narangchaiva Narottamam. Devam Sarasvatam Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirayet. Nasta Preshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavadutama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. Text 25, chapter 8, or canto 8, chapter 3, text 25. Jivise nahang ehamunyakim. Antar bahish chavritayebhya yonya. Ichchami kalena nayasya viplavas. Tasyatma lokavaranasya moksham. Jijivishe nahang eham munyakim. Antar bahish chavrite bhya yonya. Ichchami kalena nayasya viplavas. Tasyatma loka varanasya moksham. Jijivashe. Wish to live long. Na. Not. Aham. I. Iha. In this life. Amuya. Or in the next life. I do not wish to live upon being saved from this dangerous position. Kim, what is the value? Anta, internally. Bahi, externally. Cha, and. Avritya, covered by ignorance. Ibayonya, in this birth as an elephant. Ichchami. I desire. Kalena. Because of the influence of time. Na. There is not. Yasya. Of which. Viplava. Annihilation. Tasya. That. Atmaloka Avaranasya. From the covering of self-realization. Moksha. Liberation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I do not wish to live anymore after I am released from the attack of the crocodile. What is the use of an elephant's body covered externally and internally by ignorance? I simply desire eternal liberation from the covering of ignorance. That covering is not destroyed by the influence of time. Please repeat. I do not wish to live anymore after I am released from the attack of the crocodile. What is the use of an elephant's body covered externally and internally by ignorance? I simply desire eternal liberation from the covering of ignorance. That covering is not destroyed by the influence of time. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this material world, every living entity is covered by the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, the Vedas enjoin that one should approach the Supreme Lord through the spiritual master, who is described and offered prayers in the Gautamiya Tantra as follows. Everyone? Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militangjena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, who with the torchlight of knowledge has opened my eyes, which were blinded by the darkness of ignorance. Although one may struggle for existence in this material world, to live forever is impossible. One must understand, however, that this struggle for existence is due to ignorance. For otherwise, every living being is an eternal part of the Supreme Lord. There is no need to live as an elephant or man, American or Indian. One should desire only to achieve liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Because of ignorance, we consider every life offered by nature to be happy and pleasing. But in the degraded life within this material world, from the life of Lord Brahma down to that of an ant, no one can actually be happy. We are making so many plans to live happily, but there cannot be any happiness in this material world. However, we may try to make a permanent settlement in this life or that. Om Jnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Beautiful prayers by Gajendra. He is praying to the Lord to give him this liberation. It's described that pure devotees don't really ask for anything of the Lord. They're happy to do their devotional service here in the material world. But Gajendra told them, I'm in a very awkward situation. I'm suffering. I'm struggling. We all find ourselves oftentimes in awkward situations, struggling, health challenges. concerns and fear. Taking shelter of the Lord is natural. We may think, oh, you know, I should be a pure devotee and not ask anything, but who else are we going to take shelter of? No one in this world can help us. Our family, they may have some, you know, concern and affection, but ultimately the Supreme Lord, He can give you this enlightenment, this awakening. So Vishvarupa, considered incarnation of Sankarshan, when the time came, 16 years old, they were making some wedding arrangements for him. He said, I'm taking sannyas. I'm getting out of here. So he took sannyas and went away. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also on this Vishwarup Mahotsav took sannyas in the plea of, I want to travel to South India. He wanted to spread this Krishna bhakti, this love for Krishna, to get people free from this illusion of body, family, nationality. Although it's described in Kali Yuga, the sannyas order is not recommended. Very difficult to follow strictly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was being disrespected by the other students, he thought, better I take sannyas, because naturally the one, especially in a cultured society, they offer respect. They give proper respect and worship. Even Srila Prabhupada spent so many years in Radha Damodara just wearing plain cloth, wasn't trying to be a big renunciant, make a show. He was also very conscientious about taking care of family, taking care of responsibilities. You know, we have to see by example, we have to see by his personal behavior. And when he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta notified, you should preach to the English public, you should give this message of Krishna consciousness. People are suffering due to ignorance. So you should awaken their suffering by spreading this message of the Lord. Then the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati came in a dream to Srila Prabhupada that you must take sannyas. And Srila Prabhupada was, the words used is horrified. Thought, oh my God, how is it possible? I have my children, I have my wife, I have my home, I have my duties, my responsibilities. They're all depending on me. My family would die without my efforts. My nation would be lost without my, you know, giving guidance. So this illusion, this idea that I am the body and my duty is to serve in this world is very prominent, very strong. So again, at another time, this dream came to Srila Prabhupada. You should take sannyas and preach. And again, yes, maybe in the future, we're always thinking, sometime in the future, I will also renounce everything, give up this idea for sense gratification, give up the whole idea of being this body, this nationality. It's very, very much ingrained within every one of us. Whatever body we have, we're thinking, this is good for me. You see the little ant, you try to obstruct its progress, it goes this way, it goes that way, it becomes full of anxiety. Like, who are you? Get out of my way. I have things to do. So we all have that kind of idea. And Srila Prabhupada also showed that, no, I will become very successful and I will use the money for printing books and spread Krishna consciousness. We all have ideas. Just a few more years, I need to take care of this, need to take care of that. You know, we've seen it. And somehow, we never come to the point of renouncing and really taking shelter of the Lord. Because we think we have so much time available to us. Then again the dream came, and Srila Prabhupada decided He approached Tirtha Maharaj, Gaudiya Math, respecting his Guru Maharaj's mission, thinking, let me make a proposal. I can take sannyas. You can print my books. He had the desire to preach Krishna consciousness was starting to burn in Srila Prabhupada. He really spent so many years meditating Rupa Goswami's teachings, Radha Damodar, writing Srimad Bhagavatam, contemplating the order of his spiritual master, how to carry out the mission of my Guru Maharaj, all the saintly persons always respecting God brothers. So Tirtha Maharaj, he said, yes, you come, you follow the institution, rules and regulations. Then after some time, we'll see the people taking sannyas. You can also take sannyas. As far as books, we have so many books lined up. You know, depending on funds and priority, maybe later. So Prabhupada was not very encouraged because he felt his mission, his time, is limited. So Keshava Maharaj and Keshava Jigodiya Mathura, after he was discouraged by Tirtha Maharaj, he kind of thought, well, maybe I shouldn't take sannyas. Keshava Maharaj encouraged him, no, you take sannyas. You take this because it is essential for preaching. Especially Kali Yuga, people are disrespectful. People don't take a lot of cheating, sadhus, or people in the name of sannyas chasing chapatis and not following any rules and regulations. So he didn't want to have a cheap mockery of the very elite sannyas order. So due to even Prabhupada, when he was discussing to his disciples on a disappearance day of his sannyas guru, Maharaj, he said, he forced me, by his grace, he forced me to take sannyas. And Prabhupada was feeling all choked up and feeling emotional that my Guru Maharaj forced me to take the sannyas order and he saved me. So this is the business of the Guru. He's encouraging that you take this mission and you preach. So Srila Prabhupada was fortunate enough, by the Lord's mercy, he was sent here for a mission. He set the proper example. He did everything. He had family, had children, had business, opportunity to make fabulous wealth. Then Krishna, because out of love for him, he took it all away. You know, you're thinking that someone is successful in this material world by the size of their bank account. Oh, he's got millions of dollars. Very successful person. Very smart person. And two people of equal intelligence and caliber can work just as hard. One may be successful, the other one may barely have enough to make two chapatis. It's just the way it is. Material nature, karmana daiva nitrena. Krishna is the creator of this material world. He enters into this world. He creates unlimited facility, unlimited bodies, giving us unlimited opportunity to give a real enthusiastic try at enjoying this material world. But there's no happiness from the highest planet down to the lowest. All are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. So Gajendra, he's praying that I don't want to stay in this body, you know, just pursuing sense enjoyment and pleasures. They're all temporary. I should use my energy and my time to serve you. This is the process that by bhakti, by devotion, that not simply meditating, but working for Krishna. When the hands are decorating the deities, cleaning the temple, washing the pots for the Lord, the feet are, you know, you're walking to the temple, you're seeing the beauty of the deity, you're smelling the beautiful incense, the flowers, the Tulsi Devi, dancing together, doing kirtan. This is Lord Chaitanya recommended what? Chanting the holy name and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Katha. Because if we're not hearing Bhagavat Katha, then the mind is preaching to us so much nonsense. You know, it's too boring to sit around and listen to the same philosophy. Not the body, not the body, not the body. Your spirit, soul, sense gratification is temporary. But look, you know, Maya is so tricky that again and again she covers the intelligence. This Jnana Vairagya, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitam, Janat Yat Yashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. That one can get knowledge, renunciation by Vasudeva, by surrender to the Vasudeva, to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada took the sannyas order of life. We've read the Leela, Prabhupada's Leela. If you have not, you should read Prabhupada Leelamrita. Then you have an idea, small idea, that this is a transcendental messenger from the spiritual world coming here to show us how to live, how to always keep the message of our eternal life. Prabhupada mentioned from the very beginning of my birth, was, you know, worshipping Radha Krishna, Rath Yatra, his father giving him this opportunity to start manifesting just like a small bud, a flower comes and it starts opening, lotus flower more and more. So Srila Prabhupada, from the very beginning, took sannyas, body, mind, and words. Everything's dedicated for the mission of the Lord. And fearless, he thought, how will I actually live up to this Abhaya Charanara Vinda? How can one become fearless if one is fearful, thinking, where will I live? You know, will there be food today? Or who'll take care of me? I'm getting old, I need someone to take care of me. Krishna will take care of you. You dedicate your time, your energy to preaching the message of Krishna, then Krishna, he provides. He gives guidance. He gives inspiration. And we see how Srila Prabhupada, at every moment, you know, after taking sannyas, he just started building more and more the anxiety, the enthusiasm to want to save the fallen conditioned souls. Like Vasudev Datta, we cannot imitate. But he prayed to the Lord that, I'm seeing all these conditioned souls suffering in this world. Take all their sinful reactions and put them on my head. Let them all be freed, liberated. And Lord Chaitanya, he appreciated the sentiment. He thought, what is the use? You know, you have a bag full of mustard seeds. If one little mustard seed falls out, what's the big issue? It's not a big issue. So even if the whole universe is liberated, there's unlimited universes, unlimited living entities, unlimited desires. Isn't it? We all have that lust, anger, greed, envy. Many qualities are there, but those are perverted qualities. They're not actually the pure love, which is covered over. And this process of bhakti, this process which is being given to us by the example of Vishwarupa, Sankarshan, the Lord, he's considered one of the quadruple expansions. Very hard for us to imagine and understand how Lord Nityananda, Balaram expand themselves, how Krishna expands himself, form of Srimati Radharani, Panchatattva coming. Krishna's always manifesting, always coming. It's like it may become dark here, the sun is gone, but somewhere it's shining brilliantly. So the Lord, he's always manifesting and always trying to encourage the living entities to come back. He sends his messengers, he himself comes. So he sent Srila Prabhupada. Said, you know, this, still Kali Yuga is progressing. Better that we establish Krishna consciousness at least the next 10,000 years. Predicted that Srila Prabhupada's message of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the society. I noticed that Bhakti Vikas Tirtha Maharaj, when he was expressed, was his name? Tirtha Maharaj. He was expressing The institution is very important, you know. If your books are compatible with the institution, then we'll print the books, and the institution comes first. That's good. It's nice. Srila Prabhupada said, I am ISKCON. So what's our vision of ISKCON? What is our vision of Srila Prabhupada? My idea of ISKCON is those sincere people who are following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. There may be many people, just like we had a recent experience, there were a few people dressing as devotees and even registered their address in Krishna Balaram. But actually, they were not devotees. They were actually just pretending, and they were arrested. And there was, so Krishna knows who is actually devotee and who is not devotee. And none of us can claim that, oh, I'm a devotee. We're aspiring. We're following in the footsteps, the Guru Parampara, of those who have set the example of what it means to be a devotee. And ISKCON society is like-minded people who are working together to purely spread the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna consciousness. And if we say, oh, but this fault, that's not ISKCON. You know, that may be our conception, or, you know, well, why this one fell down, or why that one's doing this, or this philosophy is different than that philosophy. You have to take shelter in a very humble way. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprishnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanas tattva darshana. If our motive is to have knowledge and understanding of the goal of life, how to get free from the bodily conception, the suffering of this world, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprishnena. So we have to render service. We have to accept the spiritual master's teaching in our heart, and we have to carry it out humbly and submissively. And there'll be some, you know, waves along the path of devotional service, some obstacles, some challenges, isn't it? There's always challenges. Always, every day, especially in Vrindavan, exciting. Who knows what's going to happen next? You know, it's like Krishna goes out to play with the cowherd boys. Which demon is coming today? Huh? You know, we're going to have a demon-killing festival. And the demons are considered material desires. The mind that's absorbed in Krishna is our friend, but the mind that's absorbed making plans, how can I cheat Krishna? How can I get some money? How can I be in an advantageous position to under the present circumstances so I would be the profiteer from this endeavor? We're not here just to profit from Krishna or to profit from Srila Prabhupada. We're here to assist Srila Prabhupada and serving his spiritual master, serving the Goswami, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishwarup, the Guru Parampara. We're here to be humble servants and give Bhagavatam, give the message and give the chanting of the holy name. This is a recommended process for getting free from the bodily concept of life. This is the recommended prayer. Gajendra was very fortunate that due to the Lord in the heart, the Lord was merciful that he could remember these beautiful prayers. Imagine an alligator, crocodile, has you by the foot, you're ready to die, you're drowning. Oh, let me remember these beautiful prayers of the Lord. It's like, the mind is full of anxiety and you're full of fear. It's very difficult. So although in a difficult position, Gajendra was praying beautifully that you're the Supreme Lord, the creator of everything. Not the demigods. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraham Anadi Radhir Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam. Gajendra realized that Krishna, you are everything. You're the source of everything. I want to surrender to you. And this is the process that we surrender to Guru. We take guidance from the sadhus. We read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita as it is. There are many people who want to translate scripture for their own purposes and their own motives. We're not here to judge others. There may be many good literatures. But we know for certain that what Srila Prabhupada has delivered is the absolute truth. And someone say, well, that's, you may say, but anyone, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, don't take it blindly, use your logic, use your reason. I mean, universities around the world, big professors, everyone's claiming that, yes, this is very effulgent, very beautiful, very much necessary, proper guidance. So we have so many, Prabhupada says, so many books, 70 books. I don't know how many books there are, but it depends on how they're printed. But there are so many books. Imagine reading the entire Srimad Bhagavatam with purports, the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction. Really reading it and doing devotional service simultaneously, because every day you're reading, you're rising early in the morning. So there's a process. It's not that one can just take sannyas, oh, here's a picture, I'm going to take sannyas and I'm going to become very powerful. It takes, just like in school, you have to learn, there's rules and regulations. You know, okay, you sit here, you study, this is the routine. So we have a bhakta program, our beautiful bhakta program. And the bhakta program means that we're learning to rise early in the morning, take bath, you know, you offer obeisances to your spiritual master, clean your space nicely, enthusiastically come and chant and dance for the Mangal Arti, Tulsi Puja, chant with all the devotees, Maha Mantra, very powerful, greet the deities, Guru Puja, you come and listen to Bhagavatam class, Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya. So, if we train ourselves and regiment ourselves in such a way that we're following the prescription of our doctor, Srila Prabhupada, our transcendental doctor, to free us from the disease of the bodily concept of life. So if we're following this daily and we're experiencing happiness, then you know you're advancing in spiritual life. No one has to give you some certificate. Oh, you have now Bhakti Vaibhav certificate. See, it's on the wall. It proves that I've achieved this status. It's not like that. It's that you follow the routine, you follow the practice. There may come a time when the rules and regulations are not essentials because you've achieved, not that, oh, I want to achieve that platform so I don't have to follow rules and regulations. That disqualifies you, actually. But there may come a time when due to your deep meditation and 24-hour service, like the Goswamis, they were some days forgetting to sleep. Who's forgetting how to sleep? Sometimes Dharmatma forgets to sleep. I got to tell him, go to sleep, will you? He wants to work tirelessly for... You know, many devotees have that desire. But we're embodied. We have senses, body, mind. So health is very important. Prabhupada even put health... Keep your health in order. Then you can do devotional service. So don't eat too much. Don't sleep too much. Don't eat too little. But they say for old people, you can not eat too little. For, you know, and for a young child, they can't even eat too much. Whatever they eat, they digest right away. But anyway, regulation is so important, and also discipline. That how can I have this vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara pasta vegam? How am I going to control the mind? Controlling the mind to Arjuna is more difficult than controlling the raging wind, and Arjuna is so much more exalted, so much more powerful. We're just like little people. It's like one devotee said, I am nothing. That's true. I am nothing. We are nothing but tiny little sparks. And Prabhupada often reminds us, 1/10,000, the tip of a hair. Take a tip of a hair and cut it up 100 times and cut it up 100 other times. So it's invisible. You cannot see it. So we're very, very tiny. But Krishna is very, very powerful, and we're part of Krishna. So we have that, the parts that serve the whole. But the part has to learn how to serve the whole. So that learning process is sadhana bhakti, that we're actually doing our chanting nicely. Haridas Thakur, we were hearing chanting 300,000 names. We're not on that level. Srila Prabhupada very mercifully gave us 16 rounds. Not that... That's a limit. Oh, I chanted 20 rounds. Oh, made a mistake. No, you can go 20. You can go 20. It doesn't. That's not the minimal. Take this. This is your minimal medicine. But the chanting should be going on constantly sit down in front of the deities with the devotees and chant the holy name. It's very, very powerful. What better activity than to be like in Krishna Balaram Mandir in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and the devotees are enthusiastically chanting the holy name in front of Krishna Balaram, Radha Shama Sundalita Vishaka. And what is that mantra? My Lord, please pick me up from this ocean of birth and death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. Somehow I have fallen into this ocean of repeated birth and death. So somehow or other we're here. We're in this material world. But this is the door, the port, how to go out. And most of the time, it seems to me, all over the universe in the various forms of life, we're totally entrapped. Maituniagra, because we all want to enjoy this world, so we're thrown down into a dark, slippery well. If you fall into a dark well and there's no one around, you know, there has no hope. You can't get out. And this is described that the material life is a dark well. So Mother Kunti was praying, free my attachment from my family. My family, we all have so many families. Oh, this is my auntie, my uncle, my second cousin, my third cousin. These are all my children and their children. And they say success in life is when you're a grandfather of a grandfather or something. You know, you have many generations of children. You feel very proud of. I've used my life very nicely to produce children in this world. Yeah, everyone's producing children. They're coming, they're going. And when we're gone, when Chitraketu lost his son and Narada Muni brought him back, he said, why you've left your mother and father? He said, which mother and father was that? And then, which ones are you guys? You know, like, I've had so many in the past. I don't know. Which mother and father are you? We're not insensitive. We should not be insensitive. Lord Chaitanya felt great love for mother. He said, I should never take in sannyas. I'm your property. So, just to be affectionate to mother, this is a quality of Vaishnava also, but not false identification, not false sentiment, that you know that you're appreciating that by your mother you're given this human form of life that had an opportunity to serve, to surrender to Srila Prabhupada, to get a spiritual master, to read Srimad Bhagavatam, follow the rules and regulations so you can get out of the material world. So we should be very appreciative. How you say, no one likes someone who's ungrateful, isn't it? You go out of your way to give something and say, who needs it? You know, it's like, it's not grateful. We should be very grateful and very much thankful that we have service. I see some devotees, they say, Prabhu, I'm asking for service for so long. So, devotional service doesn't come cheap. It's not like I can demand that you give, I demand to have service. Yeah. We have to deserve, then desire. And that deserving means that you maintain your enthusiasm, you're following the rules and regulations, you're here with the devotees, you're in a mood of humility. This is a sign of intelligence, that one is humble. Srinadapi sunichinatarodapi sahishtuna. Oh, I was told this, I don't agree with you, but okay, I'll do it anyway. I'll do it, but I don't agree with it. No, this is not the mentality. The mentality is, servant means that he's very willingly and enthusiastic. Oh, you gave me some service? Thank you very much. And who was it when Gadadhar, somebody was trying to get Darshan Didi and Gadadhar slapped somebody? Who was that? Was it got slapped by Gadadhar Pandit? And the king Prataparudra said, oh, no, this is very nice. You got the blessings of Gadadhar. I should be so lucky. Even the Dvaita Acharya would start speaking Mayavad philosophy so the Lord would chastise him. So who would think that chastisement is a gift? Sometimes it's a gift, because many times we're learning lessons all the time. We say the wrong thing, we do the wrong thing, you apologize, yeah, I did the wrong thing. Or someone may chastise and you think, yeah, I deserve much worse. I only got a small token of chastisement. That was just a small token. But I must have deserved it. Because obviously everything in this world is being controlled by the Lord. All the good and bad of this material world, the actions and reactions, it's all coming from Krishna. And it's also coming from our own activities and our own desires. So Krishna's giving freedom, but he's not forcing us to be sinful. Krishna's giving us freedom, but he's not forcing us to do devotional service. This is voluntary. So if we want to volunteer our service, want to volunteer our time, our body, our soul, then we can transform the body into a spiritual body. They say by the body and mind being fully engaged in the Lord's service, this is sannyas. So Srila Prabhupada took the sannyas order just so he can most effectively spread the mission of Krishna consciousness. Even he gave sannyas to these young people. This one, 19 or 20 years old, was sannyas. That one. So many became sannyasis for the purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness. Obviously, there'll be difficulties. Even when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, oh, you're such a young sannyasi, you must listen to Vedanta. Sit down, a sannyasi's duty, but you know, attractive young man, you're so young. What are you doing taking sannyas? Wait till later. But Prabhupada, he was very daring, very bold, and very empowering. He would, awaken that desire in the hearts of the young, or the youthful devotees who were enthusiastic, give them sannyas and send them out preaching to spread Krishna consciousness. And this is our mission of ISKCON. Print books, preaching is the essence, utility is the principle, purity is the force. So this very auspicious day, we should remember Srila Prabhupada taking sannyas on such a day. There's also various paraphernalia in Srila Prabhupada's house. I'm sorry, you said that you had some Prabhupada's paraphernalia. So, when Pratapa Rudra could not get the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they sent him a cloth from the Lord, and he was so happy. He saw the cloth as non-different than the Lord. So, we have Srila Prabhupada's remnants in Prabhupada's home. So, just by going there and seeing the cloth, and the various utensils used by Srila Prabhupada in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in spreading Krishna consciousness, that alone will awaken more desire for Krishna consciousness. So we have to be like that, more introspective, and try to appreciate our very good fortune. And this is what they say, a golden opportunity to make further advancement in Krishna consciousness. Gajendra ki, Vishwarup ki jai, Srila Prabhupada sannyas ki jai. Any questions, comments?
I was reflecting back on something you said earlier about we'll surrender but do it later. That tendency seems to be strong. Even the Christian theologian Augustine said, God, please make me chase to you. But do it later. Don't do it yet. So I know I have this tendency. How can we feel the urgency to, if it's worthwhile, do it now, don't do it later?
How do we feel the urgency of do it now instead of doing it later? Well, a vivid example for me was His Holiness Gunagrahi Maharaj. He came to Vrindavan because the doctors said, oh, you have cancer, you have 2-3 months, you're finished. So we see someone who throughout their life is dedicated, working hard. Everyone has challenges, you know. People who find fault, they'll find fault with that, with the Supreme Lord as well. There's no stopping that. But I can see that his dedication to the holy name, the chanting, encouraging those devotees who are coming, and you can see that the body's withering away, you know. And if you, some of the devotees here are 70, 70 plus, some maybe 80. And you could die at any time. So when we see, and we see it often in Vrindavan, that people come to leave this world, leave it all behind, at a funeral prior, when the body is burning, I don't know if you've been there, and the gym, you know, as I know Dino Bandu sometime, you know, you see the body and the fluids and all the different, you know, skin and blood and bone and muscle. You know, you start, it's a little bit graphic. Krishna's a little bit graphic when you're seeing the dead body. I know there was one university, we had a group of university kids, and one boy drowned in Jamuna. So parents came, they found the body. And when the body was burning on Jamuna, you could see the attachment and the crying and the feeling of separation. So everybody, generally, at the time of a funeral or death ceremony, if you see the reality of death in front of you, you think, yeah, I got to take it more seriously, take life more seriously. So because we're in Vrindavan and we do see it, we're constantly reminded of that. So I think, not in a negative way, but the process of birth, old age, disease, and death should be some impetus for us to take it more seriously. Gopal Prabhu.
I agree 100%. Thank you so much for such a wonderful class. I think that this is in regards to your question. This propensity is later is better, but we don't know how long later is. So if you read the seventh canto, what was the first instructions Allah Maharaj gave to his young friends who wanted to be frivolous and engage in childish activities? No. So if we always keep these points that Panchavrata Prabhu has mentioned so nicely, in the forefront of our thoughts, be prepared for death at any moment. As I'm speaking to you here now, I could drop this mic and fall on the floor dead.
Don't do that, okay?
But are you ready?
Yeah. He suffered a heart attack. He said, I'm going to Vrindavan. Forget this place. So he came here. Then he got a disease. He couldn't even move, practically. You know, he was like practically a dead man. I thought, but somehow Krishna's keeping him alive for some reason or other. But the idea is that he's got the mind in the right place, that not just be here in Vrindavan, but also participate in the devotional activities of spreading Krishna consciousness. Don't drop that yet, okay?
Tomorrow?
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Well, as you were speaking about Krishna has sent Prabhupada for to give the opportunity to others. And similar way, we see the many devotees. When Prabhupada went to West, he said, pray to Krishna, I am close to this place, nobody can listen to me. But Krishna helped him and gave him so many devotees and they are listening to him. And they are listening to him. So each and every devotee, those who are here, they all are sent by Krishna. That is my understanding.
That's a beautiful understanding. Prabhupada, when he was praising his spiritual master, again he became emotional. He said, my spiritual master sent all of you, boys and girls, to help me in this mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. So anybody who's here and who's fortunate enough to take darshan of the deities, hear the holy name, what to speak of those who are taking up to dedicate their time and energy for spreading Krishna consciousness, they're definitely sent by Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.